There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The numbers told the story, they always do.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Fubo, Sling, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, all proudly brought to you by BetMGM Nevada. It's Gil Alexander. Jeff Parlay is here as well. Efforting the crack, man. We'll have him momentarily here. The Zurich Classic, Jeff, you were pointing out off air. Obviously underway for those who missed it with the Zurich Classic this week. A funky format. I believe that's what they call it officially down there in Avondale, Louisiana. Funky format. It is best ball today and Saturday. It is alternate shots on Friday and Sunday. So best ball today has gotten underway. And Jeff, your comment stands for now in the early going that maybe people overthought this. Colin Morikawa and Victor Hovland. 5 under through 8 leading the tournament in the early going.
Maybe when two of the 8 best players in the world are playing together, maybe that is just the bet regardless of how short it is. Maybe again, that, long way to go in this tournament.
Long way to go.
And you have the alternate shot tomorrow and Sunday, which you get some weird things happening there, Gil. But so far, the two of the 4 best players in this field paired together look great so far.
Well, the other pairing that was a superstar pairing, Cantlay and Schauffele, they have not teed off yet. Nor has we ended up doing a one and done on primetime action on this. We did a creative one and done where the rules that we instituted were you can only pick a golfer that you haven't picked before. He has to be paired with a golfer that you haven't picked before. And you get to use the partner that you haven't picked before later in the year as well in our one and done in golf. So I ended up on Billy Horschel. And who did Matt and Kelly? They ended up with the same player. I can't remember who they ended up with now. Now it's escaping me. But I'm on Billy Horschel. He hasn't teed off. He and Sam Burns have not teed off yet either. But right now, Morikawa and Hovland. Now with a 2-stroke lead, 6 under through 9. Here they go. Ladies and gentlemen, unscripted with Bill Krakenberger, the crack man, right here on the numbers game at Visa, the sports betting. With the intro music, how you doing, Billy?
How we doing?
I'm good. Where are you, man? What part of the world are you in?
I am on the west coast of Florida in Fort Myers, where everything closes at 8 p.m. So, everything from Naples up to Sarasota, try to get like a sub sandwich, a hero sandwich at 9 o'clock at night. You're better off. You got to go to one of the stores here. It's actually a good store called Publix. And Publix, can make your own. You can make your own sandwich, I guess. But they'll be throwing you out there by 9 also. It's amazing.
Publix.
It's so different than the East Coast or back from where I'm from, New York, New Jersey, or even Las Vegas. It's very late night is not a thing here. They're up 5 in the morning, though, jogging and everything.
Well, that's the thing. They got beautiful beaches on the west coast of Florida. Beautiful beach. Some of the most beautiful beaches in the country. You know, I that was my knock on San Francisco, by the way, too. San Francisco, by 10 p.m., is a ghost town, right?
No way.
By 10 p.m.
Really?
10 p.m. Like, Vegas is Sodom and Gomorrah compared to San Francisco, right? It's like it's completely dead at 10 p.m. There are things that are open, like clubs and bars, but in quiet corners, right? Generally speaking, everything that, normal convenience is closed by 10 p.m., though. And it's a very interesting thing. So when you come here, you're like, oh, thank God, things are open. Not that I want to go.
Gil, did you have diners where you grew up? Did you have diners? Of course, Jeff knows that. But Did you have them when you grew up or not really?
There
like
was
24-hour
there was
diners.
There's one famous diner in Bethesda, Maryland, a suburb of D.C. called the Tasty Diner. That thing was open through the night, but I don't remember diners really being a thing other than that.
Yeah, you know, when I worked on the Jersey Shore as a kid, I worked since I was 9 years old on boardwalks. And when we closed our businesses, my aunts and uncles, you know, we would go to the diner at 1 a.m. I mean, in like Middletown, New Jersey, we'd go to, there was two different diners that was 24 hours. And there's diners up and down, you know, the Jersey Shore and New Jersey in general. So I guess I'm used to that maybe type or, yeah. Or even in general, like even though but you can grab something even here where we go and where you go now, you can grab a late night Wawa. So you can go to them and have them make your sandwiches. But I got to be honest, I went there the other night. I got in late. And I went there the other night. I told my brother, I said, Wawa, Wawa now, there's like three of them I went to, and they're 0-for-3 for me. So yeah. I don't know. They're kind of going down a little bit
in my eyes. In D.C., we had something called Go-Go's that we did late at night, but that's a whole other story for a whole other show, and you guys wouldn't believe me if I even told you about it.
Let me tell you something, Gil. They are clamoring here. Is that the right word? They're drooling for sports betting.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to bet sports in Florida. I've been up and down the coast here. I was on the East Coast. I actually put a tweet up. I went to Jackie Gleason's Memorial Cemetery, where beautiful place. He has a beautiful mausoleum. And I went to a store and actually ran into someone, a fan of the show, actually. He knew me from Beeson. And they are just dying for sports betting. I didn't know the landscape here. Mm-hmm. So he told me a little bit that, so they had it. And they took it away from the Hard Rock.
That's right. And, just long enough for Calvin Ridley to place a wager or two. Just long enough.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah. I didn't know if you knew they had this. So they did have it here.
Yeah.
Took it away. They really need it. Everyone here is betting with local bookmakers still. It may hurt them when it comes here, but they need that here. They're going to get it.
Well, you know, I often have said to myself and out loud, I said, you know, maybe one day I'll move to Florida, as my people tend to do late in life,
yes.
If you know what I mean.
Yes.
But one of the things that I always say is, I'm like, but, you know, legalized sports betting would be a cool thing to have there. That and moving the Miami Open back to Key Biscayne. That's my only my own personal crusade. But, yes, that's obviously a thing. But there's a Native American, there's a tribal lobby there that is very powerful in the state of Florida. And, you know, I cut my teeth in Florida as a kid. I told you my buddy's parents had a place that we would spend our Christmases in Florida. I'd be betting Hialeah down in Miami as a kid. It was so fixed. So there is a betting, how can I put this, tradition in the state of Florida, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, no. Hialeah, and they probably had the dog racing. I don't think
they have
dog racing anymore.
No. They do not have that anymore, yes.
Oh, they did away with it.
Oh, sure. In this day and age?
Okay,
I didn't
even know.
Yeah.
Okay, because last time I was there, I was in West Palm Beach, and they had it at West Palm Beach. It was actually called West Palm Beach Kennel Club, but I didn't go there for that. I went there for poker. Some of my buddies were in a poker tournament. But, I actually thought about wearing a little yarmulke for you on this episode, but I just can't find one. But
what are you doing there, by the way? What are you doing in no?
Just visiting people, and I'm going to have lunch today with I'm actually headed back to the East Coast, going to have lunch with the great Howie Schwab,
hey,
the Schwab guy.
Stump the Schwab,
Yeah, I'm going to go back over there. He lives in Fort Lauderdale. I'm going to meet him. And then I'm flying back to Atlantic City for the draft, though.
All right. Do you bet the NFL draft?
Oh, God. Oh, man. Can't get my hands on enough money.
Yes.
As long as they take the bets.
Me too.
As long as they take the bets.
As long as they take
the
bets.
I've been there with you.
Yeah.
I've been with you. And they have been very successful years.
Yes.
Michael Lombardi, myself, and you did an episode 2 years ago where I think Michael was like 7-0 on the draft props he gave me. So,
On this show, we have done it every year, and we have had at least three ridiculously successful drafts, right? 11-1 one year, 8-0-1 another year, just off the top of my head. This one, though, I have to tell you, and I've said this many times. Now, again, every day I come in here, I've got more draft bets, so I'm up to 9, which I didn't think was going to happen. But I will say this one is a little more dicey for reasons that we've stated many times. 8 teams have 2 picks. Quarterback group is not really that good. team. Too many people have mock draft. That's another thing. There's too many mock drafts out there, so it's a little more muddled. But, Bill, and I'll say this one more time on the show because I think it's the best betting thing I could say today, I still feel that along with tennis, I still feel my gambling dollar is still, even with all that, warning right there, is still best spent on the NFL draft. And it's only a week away, right? It's not like betting something that you have to wait 6 months to cash. I will happily, like you said, as much money as I can get my hands on, bet this thing for a week from now, without a doubt.
Gil, without a doubt, you said some good things there about this year's draft compared to the previous couple of years where we're allowed to bet on it. But I really still feel confident.
Yeah,
I feel more confident putting my money down on this draft than I do on any baseball day. That's for sure.
I said the exact same sentence last hour.
I
laid minus 170 and minus 165 on a couple draft props, and I thought about the listener who's like, wow, you're laying minus 170, minus 165, and I compared it to a baseball game. Same thing. I'm like, I would way rather lay the wood. By the way, I've laid way more than that in previous drafts on certain props than minus 170 and minus 165. But even at that number, like way better than a Wednesday night baseball game where a pitcher could just have a bad outing.
Yeah, no. I'll tell you though, I'm hoping that I don't know the climate yet. I'm hoping that it's not going to be they're overly scared to take bets because of so much talk about making bets and people making bets. I wish the people at the sports books, the big books, especially DraftKings, FanDuel stuff, I wish they would realize that there's a lot of square money still in the market. Maybe not as much as, of course, NFL or whatever, soccer or anything, but there's still so much square money in these gambling markets. I noticed that by the other day, a tweet. Someone put up a tweet. I think I responded to it. No, I might even retweeted it about blackjack or online blackjack, and it was to stay on 17 verse 6. I probably don't realize, because as you would say, we are too close to the sun. I don't realize how bad the gambling public thinks. How, like, 17 mm-hmm. verse 6 in blackjack is you're hitting the 6. You're hitting it. I mean, unless it's like a positive count of plus 20, which is you'll get once in a lifetime, or your whole carding and see some paint, you're hitting it. The responses were unbelievable how bad they were.
Jeez. I would love to say I'm surprised, but I'm not surprised. Bill, I want to come back. I want to talk about something that happened 3 days ago or 4 days ago. The American Gaming Association wants Merrick Garland and the U.S. Department of Justice to go after offshore books. We got to talk about that coming back right here on A Numbers Game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the sports betting network.
VSiN is all in for the draft next week right here in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada. We have a special draft preview show this Sunday at 6 p.m. Check it out. Tim Murray, Sean King, they'll break down all the first-round prospects and props. Expert guests include legendary broadcaster Brett Musburger, former NFL GM Michael Lombardi, and former NFL lineman and TV host Mike Golic and his son Mike Golic Jr. VSiN's draft preview specials this Sunday at 6 p.m. exclusively on VSiN. And don't forget to download our NFL draft betting guide featuring best bets, mock drafts, and everything you need to score big this draft season. Download it today for just $10. Or as Matt Brown said last night, 40 quarters. Go to VSiN.com/draft for all the information. Gil Alexander, Bill Krakenberger, Unscripted with the Crack Man, who comes to us from the Gulf Coast of Florida this morning. Bill, I was waiting. I didn't mention any of this on air between then and now. But the American Gaming Association, and by the way, shout out to Jeff Edelstein. Edelstein or Edelstein, I'm not sure. I hope I'm sorry about that, Jeff. Either way, Jeff Edelstein, he wrote a great piece on this on the Sports Handle, talking about the American Gaming Association and how they have sent a letter to Merrick Garland, the United States Attorney General, asking that he and his office crack down on illegal offshore sports books. And the point, the general point that Jeff makes here, and I think correctly so, is that, yes, while offshores have obviously advantages in not having to pay the taxes that legalized sports books do, yes, acknowledging all that stuff, that the fact remains that to go after, for the American Gaming Association, yesterday I went after someone in mainstream media who knows nothing about betting, but for the American Gaming Association, right, who, you know, let's face it, they represent, and Jeff points this out, commercial and tribal casino operators, U.S. licensed gaming suppliers, financial institutions, and other key stakeholders in the gaming industry. But the one body that they don't seem to represent are the gamblers themselves. And you can't go after offshores. You can't, it's so tone deaf to go after offshores if you're not going to address why people would be attracted to offshores to begin with, which is the shortcomings of legalized sports books. And I have so much to say about that, but I'm curious if you agree with that premise, that it's disingenuous to do that. It's disingenuous at worst. It's somewhat ignorant at best.
Yeah, no, it's a fantastic point. There's been numerous times that I try to stay away from any controversy or downing anyone on Twitter. But there's been numerous times I wanted to go after the AGA for certain things they say or do or represent. They should know better too. It wasn't like you're by the way, you put up a fantastic tweet yesterday, or VEASAN did, one of the best I've ever done. I just retweeted it before the show. Oh my God, your take on it was just spot on. So I retweeted it up to like 15,000 hits, and you're going to have a lot more. So
thank you, sir.
Yeah, no problem. It was great. So, but going back to the AGA, yeah, this is some of the stuff they put up over the years. And I've read Jeff's articles in the past. He's a good follow on Twitter.
He wrote it very well. Very well done.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I commented to him on a previous article. That's how good it was. But yeah, you see what interest, whoever you said, Jeff told you, I think, but you had a great paragraph there you read. About who they really represent.
Yeah, Jeff wrote that at the top of his article. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. But it was a really good paragraph because it exactly explains it.
Here are the points
who they represent.
Yeah. Here are the points that I want to make about this, and I'm not going to call out any individual legalized sports books because these problems exist at multiple ones, and so the reason I bring this up about the AGA is because, again, I believe it's like you can't. It's so tone-deaf to go after offshores when you're not going after the ills that create the desire to bet offshores. Because once again, in a perfect world, we would all love for legalized sports for legalized sports books to give everything that a sports bettor would ever want and to bring everything that a sports bettor would ever want onto the table. So it's not some strain in us that is anti-legalized sports books. On the contrary, I think most people would agree that in life, the perfect, the ideal would be for everything to be above board, but everything above board would have to be, also better friendly to an extent. Let me just get to some specifics on what I'm talking about. One, the main reason that offshore books still are appealing to people is because of what legalized sports books are doing. Not any one, but many of them are doing in terms of limiting bettors. And we got into this at Bet Bash too. I'm not going to go into some of the things that our panel got into, but we'll stray into some little points about it, I'm sure, at Bet Bash too, Spanky's great conference a few weeks back. But the panel that I was on was on the art of sports betting, and we delved into some of this, which is, one of the big themes of the conference – was the fact that while legalized sports books now don't quote unquote ban people, what they effectively do in many cases is basically ban them anyway by limiting, right? It's not a technical ban because what they're doing is limiting. They're limiting bettors in many cases to such small, ridiculously laughable limits, right? Wager limits, that in effect what they're doing is doing a ban without calling it that. So there are any, there's hundreds, if not thousands of people who are, and they can show you screenshots, right, of them getting limited to like a $4.37 bet or a $3.10, you know, ridiculous numbers. Like, and so there's no point in even betting there if that's what you're being allowed to bet. The main point I want to make about this is legalized sports books have profilers of bettors like offshores do. But the issue is that legalized sports books seem to have no clue what they're doing in profiling bettors, to the point where they are actually kicking out bettors or limiting them. Let's just say kicking out, right? But okay, to be exact about it, limiting bettors to such an egregiously low number, but bettors who are not sharp bettors even. They're so bad at profiling that what they're doing is just haphazardly getting rid of bettors that they would be, that they would have long-term gains over. Really bad bettors. And in, by
they're
the way,
costing themselves money, Gil. You're
they're
right.
Costing themselves money. By the way, there's whales, too, who are the biggest bettors of them all, where they don't get that they would be massive long-term winners on, that they see a small sample of a win by a whale, and they get rid of them, and they're completely costing them huge money. But let's, the whales are one thing. Let's just get to, I know some people, trust me, I've known them for 30 years. I know how they bet. Bill, they're not good bettors at all. And they show me screenshots. I'm not picking on any one sports book because it's multiples. They'll show me screenshots of bets that they're limited to for like $4.37. By the way, I'll get texts because they know me and they think I might be able to do something. Like I'm a big maher that could help them with this. And I tell them, I'm like, dude, look, there's no like central location. This is a state-by-state thing. I'm lucky to know someone in Nevada, let alone somewhere else. And the biggest, so there's a couple of things. I'm sorry to ramble on this, Bill, because I'll let you respond. But it's
no, of course not.
It's the fact that one, the books have no idea who they're banning. They could actually be making tons more money if they kept some of these people, and most of them, I would imagine. The person who's getting limited literally is texting me, oh, is it because I'm winning too much? And I'm thinking to myself, oh God, no. Why don't you show me what you're betting? And so they tell me or they show me what they're betting, and I swear to God, Bill, I look at this and I'm like, oh no, God, this guy's doing everything wrong. He's betting first innings incorrectly. He's betting parlays. He's doing this. But apparently they've done something at some point, right? Whether it's a correlated parlay, whether it's a market that the book doesn't necessarily want them to bet in, whatever it is, they've done something to get flagged and then limited. And here's the worst part about it. Maybe not the worst part, but here's a doubly horrible part about it. When they want an explanation as to what they've done to earn this severe limit, there is no one to go to. There is no one to contact. And even in the rare cases where they do get to someone to finally have a conversation with, they are oftentimes not told what the reason is. And so they have no recourse whatsoever. And so for the AGA then to not turn an eye to that kind of behavior, but instead to think that the offshore, which fuels legalized betting, let's face it, with lines, among other things, for them to turn their attention to that and not what's here within is the most disingenuous thing in the world.
No, it's a fantastic subject, and I relate it to one thing. These sports books are just not hiring the right people.
Yeah.
Because some of these people, their job, just like the regular brick-and-mortar casinos, a lot of it happens. Someone's making $100,000 a year, and they're scared to death to make a decision, and they just think throwing people out is probably doing their job when it's not doing the due diligence that it deserves. I know a guy that won in tennis. He just got ran lucky. Total square. Loses six figures a year, by the way, in the NFL. He ran a little lucky. Won 20 grand on tennis over a month period because he was bored. And they threw him out. And this guy went to another company and lost about $150,000.
It's ridiculous.
On tennis and NFL.
It's amazing. It's amazing. You're right. They're costing themselves money. give you more of a chance to respond. Sorry I ran you into a wall on that. Coming back unscripted with the crack man right here on A Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back on A Numbers Game, it's Gil Alexander, Jeff Parlay here as well, and Bill Kragenberger joins us. I still, Jeff, would like to know that thing I threw out earlier today. How many 9 minute and 45 second stretches in the NBA this year by any team has resulted in 4 points or fewer? That's what Brooklyn did last night. A 9 minute and 45 second stretch in the fourth quarter where they scored only 4 points, and Boston outscored 23-4, and that turned the game. I'm curious if anybody has that anywhere. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Pardon me. Jason Stark, hey, Gil, I got the Warriors at plus 550 from back when Clay returned as well. It took 4 months, but it finally showing value. LOL. We're here, man. We're here, Jason. Keno Walker, there's nothing more beautiful than Warriors basketball. That's my line. I told my stepfather, 10 years old, every time he took me to a game. Keno, I've been saying that, the most beautiful thing in sports for many years here on this show. David Dorman, Bill, you must try the fried chicken from Publix. It's fantastic. Top two spots for fried chicken in America is Joe's Stone and Publix. Highly recommend. Yes. Have a great day. Wow. Okay. Stephen Vegas. Bill, do not talk bad about Wawa. That was my 3 a.m. go-to food when the bars closed in Pennsylvania during my six strenuous years of college. Six for Stephen Vegas. Steve, we should talk about that sometime. Let's see. Everybody reacting to the Woj thing from yesterday. Los Vegas 514. Yo, Go-Go's late night equals good times. Oh, Los, didn't they ever. Back to Stephen Vegas. Hialeah in South Florida as an 11-year-old was my first foray into gambling. 30 years later, I'm still out here losing baseball bets thanks to bad bullpens. Man, I love when people react to everything we got here. This one is from Las Vegas. Chris sends me this, but it is from Tim Lawson, The Better Life. He said, I don't know when he wrote this. I don't even know if it's from this morning. But he wrote, I applied, interviewed for a job at the American Gaming Association once. This is Tim Lawson talking. While interviewing, it was clear that they weren't bettors even for fun or really thought about that side of the business much. Focus was policy, lobbying, and serving their members. Consumer protection was a tagline, not a mission. How about that from Tim Lawson? Interesting.
And that comes from a really good, well-respected guy in
yes.
the industry that knows his stuff. He would have known more than anyone with their little fancy degree from AGA.
Tim Lawson.
So they need someone like that knows the pulse of the industry. But, of course, they're scared of people like that because they'll be scared to lose those cushy jobs, like I talked about earlier, which some of the sports books have also with incompetence. The risk departments, the people that make the decisions, they don't realize they're – if only, like, the CEO, like Jason or one of the guys knew what really goes on sometimes behind the scenes there – and it's not just, I'm not picking on DraftKings. As a matter of fact, I like DraftKings. They're very good to me. So, but any of the sports books in general, though, any of the sports books that limit people to $4 or whatever these numbers are, you're saying, I know it's happened to me. I was actually, I was marketed by a female who's pretty big on Twitter. Hey, Crack, how come you don't play with us? And it's a pretty big sports book, one of the bigger names. And I finally said, I would love to play with you. I'll deposit 20 grand and let's give me a nice bonus, which she said she was going to give me a bonus. And I said, fantastic. And I sent the money in and she said, our CEO actually flagged the account. They're going to see your bets at first and then decide if they want to give you the bonus. So, it was just a stupid thing. And, you know, this is why people beard in, guys. This goes for all sports books, not just the new ones on the East Coast markets and the new ones that I'm coming to the country. This goes for Vegas books, all the books. Throw people out, they will beard back in. It's real simple. But now you don't know who you have betting under the John Doe name, but you know that maybe you'd like to know if they were sharp. Maybe just limit their bet, but no. Instead, you want to limit them to $4, or you want to take a deposit from someone like myself and then say, oh, wait a minute, we don't know if we want you after all. Then don't market me. Do me a favor. Do your research, marketing people that get your money, get your big fancy checks because you're on Twitter or whatever it may be, before you market people and offer them ridiculous deals. So that's something that goes on with a lot of people too, Gil. Happens more and more. Matter of fact, I got a text this morning from somebody. I don't know who he was, but he works at one of the big companies, and he's like, "Hey, how you doing? Do you want some gear?" Gear? No, I'm good. I don't need a hat. You want to give me a bonus? I'll deposit some money, but I'm good.
You're not so. not down with the gear. It's the, not no. your priority. Yeah, I mean, again, I'm not trying to. I don't want to say it with vitriol. I don't want to pick on any book because it's multiple books that do this stuff. In terms of limiting players, and it's just, again, I just get back to the whole thing because it came out. The AGA was the one that started this, right? They go to Merrick Garland. They go to the top, and they're like, go after these offshores. And I'm just like, and that's why I said, and perhaps I shouldn't have called it disingenuous. I said, at worst, it's disingenuous. At best, it's just ignorance, right? And maybe Tim Lawson's quote there, and Tim Lawson, one of my favorite people in the world. Tim Lawson, he might be right. Maybe it is just complete ignorance, but it's whatever it is. It ain't for the greater good of the better.
On the opposite side of this, Gil, too, Spanky brought up a good tweet yesterday. He said, I want to pull it up here, because he actually said, okay, offshore wannabe bookmakers will stiff you and regulated pretended bookmakers will severely limit you. Terrible how bad it is. Okay, because sometimes Spanky's a little tough on the industry.
He's right about that. Listen, that's why I started by saying offshore definitely has the tax advantage. And the reason I say we, in a perfect world, we'd all want to be regulated, right? We'd all want it to be regulated bookmakers because of exactly what you're saying. You have no recourse offshore if something goes wrong, right?
This is his tweet, and the beginning of it I should have read. I always say offshore will be king, but seeing this BS likely gives me doubt. Fantastic tweet, because I have seen these type of notes too. Let me read you the notes that was put in one of the players' accounts. We're looking for people to partner up. If you know multiple people, contact myself. Sharp action. If syndicates, groups play, bot wagers, etc., will not be honored. Please do not give out your account to anyone. Well, whenever I used to see this, by the way, you used to say we will not honor bot bets or sharp bets. Define sharp bets. Let me give you the definition. Anyone that wins. If you win, that's an excuse not to pay you. So. But the unregulated PPH and offshore industry, that bothers me a lot when it says we will not honor bot bets. Because let's say I beat the line. I don't need a bot to beat the line. I could bet something, and, you know, 80% of the time I'm beating the line when I bet. So if I go to bet something in an account and it moves from, you know, 5 to 6, now you have the recourse and the excuse to say, well, you got the best of these lines.
100%.
Now you're betting in a bot. We're not paying you. And I'm not betting in a bot. I'm betting by hand. I know what to bet by hand and what to bet in a bot. And, of course, I've used a bot over the years. Absolutely.
Right.
But I know when not to use a bot, or when I did know. So it bothers me that these sports books there take shots at you, too. And I would appreciate Spanky, saying that, because a lot of times he's tough like I am on some of the regulated sports books. So it's to go after the other ones. Sometimes it's
absolutely
good to keep a good balance and in check.
Absolutely. Listen, 100%. This is not to be misconstrued as a love letter to offshores. That is not what my point
was
at all. My point was the AGA has to be honest about this, right? The bad thing, just like the Woj thing yesterday, right? Like, could you be any more... It should be any more ridiculous. You're pointing the finger over there when this thing is right in front of you and is the problem, right? And has always been there. And it's the exact same thing, but this time by a body that claims to be, you know, this industry watchdog thing. So it makes it, in some respects, it's even worse. So, yeah, please don't misconstrue any of that as a love letter to offshores. You know, yesterday, this has nothing to do with either of these things, but just to let you know again, like, our strain is not to be anti-sportsbook. Last night when I was trying to make one of my draft bets, which finally I did make over at William Hill, I live right by, as you know, right by the Cosmopolitan. So I am, you know, I know those people who work back there just out of familiarity going there. And they couldn't punch in, for whatever reason in their system, they couldn't punch in one of the bets that was clearly in their system and was clearly on their app, right? But something was not communicating, and so I couldn't get this bet down. And so we had to come up with this alternate, you know, it was like a whole bunch of commotion. They handed me back like $1,000 more than they needed to, like they had made a mistake. And I, you know, look, I know these people. I wasn't taking the $1,000 from them. I was as honest as could be. I was like, this is not my money. Here's your $1,000. This you must have had that confused. So they had to do all this accounting. They appreciated the fact that I was honest about it. I don't want to cheat anybody at any money. So I gave it back to them. We worked out I had to stay there for a while we worked out a way where they would then give me a voucher to make the bet on a kiosk that I could make the Garrett Wilson bet that wasn't communicating with their system. And so we worked it out, and we were very friendly, and we did things. So I genuinely believe that that's the best kind of relationship you can have with a sports book.
That's right.
And good on William Hill for taking bets. They take big bets on the draft. Good on, and I really do think that in a perfect world, some people might find that story a bit corny, but I really believe that that's the main strain that I have. But I just want everybody to be honest about everything that's going on, if that makes any sense. I hope it does. We'll come back more with the Crack Man Unscripted with Bill Krakenberger. You can follow him on Twitter at Bill Crackman with a K. And the name of the podcast is, of course, Wisecracks with Bill Krakenberger and John Orlando. Coming back on A Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the sports betting network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets and risk-free tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas, you can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards, sports betting's premier loyalty program, featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager on the BetMGM app. Sign up with BetMGM or log on today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Gil Alexander, Jeff Parlay is here as well. Jeff, some news in the NBA confirmed.
Shams Charania with the report. Brooklyn Nets 3-time All-Star Ben Simmons plans to make his season debut in Game 4 against the Celtics on Monday, as long as rehab remains on course, a source tells him in The Athletic. Simmons would be set to play his first game since last June.
I'm going to say it again. I understand the people out there who are like, hey, listen, they're a terrible defensive team. We've seen it in this series as well. He's an elite defender. Why wouldn't you put him in for 15 to 18 minutes a game? Check Jason Tatum or whoever. It can only help. And my response to that is, and I get it, none of us are elite athletes like Ben Simmons is, but have you ever tried coming back and playing 5-on-5 when you've had a long break? Like, to expect him the first time out to be of any help, I am really skeptical about that. And as you pointed out off air, what if the Nets lose game 3? You're bringing them out when you're down 3-0? What's the point of that?
There would be none.
And if you win game 3, isn't the thought in your head, maybe we should just go with what we got? Like, I just don't. To me, I'm not buying into it. But that's the word. Ben Simmons to make his Nets debut in game 4 of that series. We get tweets at Beating the Book. This is from GT. It's Sports Fanatic. It says, Gil, I'm limited to scraps on 11 out of the 12 sports books in Indiana, with Ballybet being the only one I'm not haven't signed up yet, he says. So I guess 11 of 12, he said, sports books there in that state. This is from Tim Fraley. Was down a few thousand over a couple of years betting football at Bet Rivers. After 10 days, 10, betting $550 on college basketball, got limited to $14 on totals and $31 on sides. 10 days of smashing CLV and boom, out. Can still bet football. No basketball. Yeah. It's all over the place, for sure. Todd Bubba Horowitz. These sportsbooks must get rid of the bean counters and get street guys that understand the gambling markets. Las Vegas has automated everything to a theoretical value. Zero common sense. This is from Dave Jensen, I think it's pronounced. Forgive me, Dave, if that's not how it's pronounced. Maybe it's Jensen. Gil, do you remember Little Tavern? Love the show. You're the Ken Beatrice of the 21st century. A couple DC references there. Little Tavern. I was assuming he's talking about the spot in Georgetown. Little Tavern. And then Ken Beatrice was, when we were growing up in D.C., he was the, when there was not prolific sports talk radio, we had a guy on a WMAL in D.C. His name was Ken Beatrice, thick Boston, thick New England accent, was not from D.C. originally, but he was the sports talk king of Washington, D.C. Phil Wood was another guy. But Ken Beatrice, you're next on WMAL. That was his thing. And we used to listen to him coming back from Skins games, just a legend. So I thank you for that. And apparently Mike Tyson is punching someone repeatedly on an airplane. That was the other thing this morning.
Yeah, that video is going viral now. All different media sources have it. And I'd like to comment on that because, you know, I'm not a Mike Tyson fan, by the way. Mm-hmm. But however, because I know who Mike Tyson is deep down inside. I've been being around Teddy Atlas for 3 decades. I know who the real Mike Tyson is deep down inside. But in this situation, other videos have surfaced now. This guy that was behind it, by the way, he's sitting on JetBlue in those pods, which I've talked about last year on your show. What a great experience to sit on one of those pods up on the front of JetBlue on the mint service. In this situation, maybe not a good experience. This guy was drunk, unruly, basically an a-hole. Now that I've seen another video came out of someone videotaping him harassing Mike Tyson. So I blame JetBlue for this. I blame JetBlue for not stopping this guy, moving this guy, throwing him out the emergency exit, something. This guy really was going off on Mike, and Mike just, of course, Mike's wrong for hitting him, but that's who Mike Tyson is. You know, the under 30 crowd doesn't know. They just see Mike in movies, and maybe you've seen him on The Hangover, and, oh, he's great, he's fun. And by the way, I thought he was great on The Hangover. And, you know, his one-man show, very good and stuff, and he has come full circle and definitely has improved his life, made some money back that Don King and others stole off him. Fantastic. I'm happy for him. But you could see a couple of years ago he went off on a news reporter, and now, again, at 55 years old, he's going to be sued. He's going to have to give the guy money, and maybe it's worth it for him. You know. But this guy was drunken, unruly, literally was – taking selfies and starting a little hanging over top of him, saying this other video someone sent me. Wow. Just, he was a real jerk. And, Mike just couldn't control himself. Yeah. No,
It's a shame. It's a shame it resulted in that. And I hope you're not right. I hope it doesn't result in, you know, Mike having to pay, but you might be right. Maybe it will. Yeah. Anyway, we got 4 minutes left.
I want to talk about Caesars being the Will Hill. You know, I went there with a casino host and pleaded my case of, you know, I have credit lines in a lot of your casinos, pretty large credit lines. I go to a couple tournaments and have had numerous considerable volume in your sports books and over the years and the casinos, and they let me back in. And just to test out the method, so I just put I put a $5,000 deposit over the counter, and I said, let me just see something. I bet the whole $5,000 on the first five innings to see if they take it in baseball. It went right through. And I'm going to do something here that no one in social media does. The bet lost. So just to let you know, no one likes to talk about that stuff. It's all wins only. It's all we talk about, and positive tickets and everything. But I did. I said, let me just see if they take this bet. And sure enough, they took the bet, went right through. And I'm happy to say that I am back with them. And they are taking some large bets. And I hope that continues. And, you know, I love what you said at the beginning of the show, because I really don't – I probably didn't know many people thought like me. Even you, Gil, and you and I are on the same page on a lot of things. But I didn't know, like you knew, these people are costing the companies money.
Yes.
All these, a lot of times,
yeah.
They're costing companies money. And I just hope that maybe they grab the ear of an executive or something across the boards here and know that they should do more of a due diligence and vetting of accounts before they just throw someone out for winning on short term. But well, I'll tell you, it happens in casinos too, Gil. I don't think it doesn't.
Yeah.
If someone comes in and wins 10 times in a row playing craps, don't think one of these antique sweat guys don't, oh my God, we got to get this guy out. He's not allowed to come in anymore.
Love the use of the word antique. Antique, in that context. Again, just to go back to it one more time and just to sort of, you know, advance it a little bit, I was specifically talking about guys that I know who are really unsuccessful bettors, right, who are not the biggest bettors in the world. They're actually, you know, they're somewhat big, but they're not huge. And they get limited to such a degree where I'm just like, really? Like, you decided to bet that? You decided to limit that dude? You just cost yourself a bunch of money. But where it really gets, where they're really shooting themselves in the foot is when you're really talking about whales, and I'll bring it up again, whales who, are really, just because they bet a lot doesn't mean they're good at it. They would be such, those guys are the biggest boon for sportsbooks, period, right? Because they're betting tons of money and they're not winning bettors. But if they go on just the smallest little sample size, you know, run, they're like, oh, we got to get rid of that guy. Oh my God, did you just cost yourself so much money long term, right? And that's precipitating something called whale flipping, which is a whole nother subject, which we don't have to get into today. But, you know, you did bring up something there that triggered this thought also. A lot of this comes from the fact, talking about from the sportsbook perspective, that the sportsbook ultimately is just a little drop in the bucket for books in terms of their big picture, right? Their big pie. It's the casino games itself that is really how they make most of their money. So for them, in many cases, in some cases, right, the sportsbook is just a nuisance for them. And we're talking about different kind of business model for some places. But that's not what we're talking about when it comes to some of these bigger outfits that are doing it, who are all sportsbook driven, right? So there's different motivations for different books to do that. And I'm just saying, generally speaking, getting back to the original point, the AGA hardly thorough in what they were talking about. Hardly thorough. And that was...
I want to finish with one thing, Gil. Yesterday, I brought a friend of mine that's in his 70s, a concert promoter, big concert promoter, that he got thrown out of his local guys over the years. He's in his 70s. He literally had two guys that he bet with for 30 years that both threw him out recently. And he said, oh, I lost my friends. They were never your friends to begin with. A bookmaker is never your friend to begin with. Always remember that. They're only your friends if you lose.
Bill Krakenberger, final words on the show. Thank you, Bill. Great to see you, man. Enjoy your time down there.
Thank you, guys.
At Bill Crackman with the K. The Lombardi Line is next at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Enjoy.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.